Everybody, hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, and it's just a terrific product. More and more people are giving us reports about the increased health, weight loss, and all kinds of things. There are two soap products that I wanted to highlight, too. One, the same company, Dr. O'Hara's company, makes a soap that is incredible. It's a very, to me, it's one that's a real specialty kind of soap that you use not all the time, but for special kinds of things and building the biological activity on your skin and doing some things that help with a lot of things. It's a terrific soap. There's another soap that I'm a big fan of as well that we talk about a lot that's called Farmer's Market Soap, and it's a soap that's totally organic, which is very unusual, and it's really, really gentle on your skin. And I think those two used together is what I'm doing, as a matter of fact, work very, very well. And I'll talk more about that later. But the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is something that if you're not taking yet, and if you're not in absolutely perfect health and the weight that you want to be, you ought to look into. It's the best on the market, no question about it, hands down. Somebody called and asked if I had looked into something they asked me to do a show or two ago, and that was to look into a grass called teff, not tiff, like the dwarf version of Bermuda, but teff, T-E-F-F. And I have. It is an annual pasture grass. It's planted from seed, and it looks like it's fine. It talks about it in the articles that I read. That you need to fertilize it a fair amount, and it can be a good addition to your grazing operation. I'm not a rancher. I deal with it a lot and have a lot of friends that are in it, and I tend to lean toward, from talking to all my friends in the business, the perennial grasses that, you know, will come back each year, and you don't have to buy more. One of the things about going the natural, organic, holistic route with management and farming and ranching and everything is to use as few inputs as possible, which means buying as little seed as possible, getting perennial grasses going. In the South here, we recommend the Big Six, you know, Big and Little Blue Stem, Indian Grass, Eastern Gamma, those kind of grasses that produce a tremendous amount of underground and above ground grass parts, and that's good for the soil, good for the animals and all that. But it looks like this teff can fill in, especially if you have an area where you need to add some at least temporary forage to the place. Doesn't, I don't see any problem with it at all. I just wonder if it makes sense from a financial standpoint, an economic standpoint, if you are doing it every year. I would still tend to work with the tall prairie grasses, the native grasses that come back without having to buy any more seed. You can buy the seed to start once you get them established and going. It's not something you have to continue to buy. John in Lewis, Delaware, next up, listening on 92.7. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Howard. What's going on there?
Hey, Howard. I got a couple questions here. I moved into a new home about 3 years ago, and the soil that they backfilled with was really terrible. It was like no topsoil, no loam or nothing. Mm-hmm. And I finally got some grass growing with a lot of hard work, a lot of granulated limestone, mill organite fertilizer because I want to be organic. And right now I got a pretty decent front lawn going. Now, what I want to do, I picked up a gallon of molasses at our lawn and tractor supply store.
Okay.
And I'm making 5 gallon buckets of manure tea with the air pump and a good quality compost. To that, I'm also adding some organic fertilizers and stuff to try to really pump it up. Now, my question is, to a 5 gallon bucket of that, how much? I don't think I'm adding enough of molasses to it.
Are you adding more than 2 ounces per gallon?
I'm adding about a half a cup for 5 gallons.
Okay, that's probably pretty close. Around 2 ounces per gallon is what I'd recommend that you use. It's economical and works.
Okay.
If you use too much molasses in your compost tea operation, you'll actually do more harm than good with your microbes. So kind of the mantra across the board with your organic program is less is more. You know, don't overdo things. So I think what you're doing there sounds fine.
Okay. Now, is there a way that I could add that to a my lawn sprinkler, since I'm on a well? I have an irrigation well with some lawn hydrants in my yard that I'm watering from. Is there a way that I could add that to a oscillating sprinkler, or, you know, like a siphon type of thing from my pail right out onto the lawn?
It can be done, John, but you're going to have to get with a sprinkler supply company and get the right kind of equipment.
Okay.
Compost tea or the whole Garrett juice mixture is actually injected into irrigation systems up to and including entire golf courses.
Oh,
you know, there are golf course superintendents that are injecting that stuff right into the irrigation system, but you've got to have the proper equipment to get it into the system, and you have to have the right heads, you know, since organic stuff is a little bit more particulate, has more particulate matter. You have to have heads that won't stop up and stuff like that, but can it be done? You bet, and it's a terrific way to go.
Do you know if there's any way I could add it to a hose end sprayer?
Well, hose end sprayers are tough for a couple of reasons. The first one being they're cheap, for the most part, cheap pieces of plastic that you're depending on mixing the stuff for you.
Right.
And you can be going along with a hose end sprayer and look down, there's nothing coming out but water.
Right.
And it's ruined your whole spray program, see? So I'm not a big fan of hose end sprayers. I use them for putting out beneficial nematodes and some things that where you don't have to worry about getting real even distribution. But for the most part, when you spray, I like to use either a pump-up sprayer or a backpack sprayer, or the next step is to go to some kind of a power sprayer so that everything that you have mixed, you know, is what's coming out that nozzle. You're not depending on the little device to mix it for you.
Yeah. Now, do you know, Howard, is adding too much compost tea to the lawn a bad thing also, if I have the proper molasses?
It would be hard to do, John. It'd just be a waste of time and money.
It would.
Because at some point, you're not going to get any additional benefit for the, you know, the effort.
And how often should I be using it?
Well, the thing that we recommend to commercial people for ranch farms and ranches even, and for all the way down to small intense residential gardens, is to put out a dry fertilizer, organic fertilizer, at least once a growing season. Some people will do it as much as 3 times, and that's what's in our basic program for people just getting started. And then the liquid spray program, we recommend, if people have the budget to do it and the time, that they spray once a month.
Okay.
Now, some people with vegetable gardens where they want to really push production along, they'll spray as often as once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
But the ideal thing is once a month. People with a little bit less time and budget will do once a quarter and have pretty good success.
Because, like I said, I do like using the mill organite. That seems to really give a nice green, rich color to it because it has a little iron in it.
Right, it does have iron. Well, any organic fertilizer is better than the synthetic stuff. And as we've talked a couple of times already on the show today, the worst ones, the worst fertilizers are the weed and feed fertilizers from several different standpoints. So appreciate what you're doing and help spread the word there, okay?
Yes, sir. And thank you very much for the show.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's see what Daryl's up to, our snake man friend. What's up, Daryl?
Well, I think if this keeps going, Dallas is going to get its own bayou.
It's unbelievable how much rain and how soggy the soil is, but the organic people are going to get by better than the ones that aren't.
Do I hear birds already?
Yep. You want to hang on?
Sure, no worries.
All right. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will talk to Daryl a little bit when we come back, and then your call next, 866-444-3478.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We were visiting with Snake Man Daryl. What you got for us today?
Well, speaking of bayous, I'm heading to Jefferson this week. The paddlefish is being reintroduced in East Texas, so I'm going to be performing at the second annual paddlefish festival.
And in Jefferson?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's the neatest little town. When I lived in Pittsburgh, we used to go over there and put a boat in Jefferson and go all the way down the river to Caddo Lake. For a while, you couldn't do it because they didn't keep it clear enough, but that was a really fun thing to do.
The gorgeous part of the country, and yep. They got their own bayou there, and I was asking about that. They said, yeah, if it keeps raining, it's going to be on Main Street.
Yeah, yeah. Famous little town, Jefferson, Texas, East Texas.
Amazing fish, too, the paddlefish, filter feeder, really big, really old, really ancient, really been harmed a lot by human encroachment, so I think the reintroduction is a very good thing.
Well, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah. So another thing, of course, because all of this rain, everybody needs to know, with that much ground saturation and that much water sitting on the ground, the snakes have no place to hide. That's why you're seeing more of them. Try not to freak. There's a snake on your porch. Your best defense is a trash can and a broom, a square-topped trash can and a broom.
Mm-hmm.
Trash can is your shield. Your broom is your sword. Face the trash can toward it to where you're between, it's between you and the snake. He can only strike half his body length anyway. All that stuff about them jumping is a myth.
Yeah.
But if you just keep the broom facing toward the snake, their visual acuity is keyed on motion. You can really distract them with the brushy end moving. Maneuver around to where the trash can is behind him and the broom's in front of him, and then just move the broom slowly forward. He'll end up in the trash can. Stand it up with the broom. Now the snake is helpless and in the bottom of a trash can.
And you don't kill him. You move him to a safer place?
Right. Well, you take him at least a half a mile away, preferably someplace unpopulated with some cover, like creek beds are good. As long as it's at least a half a mile away, you won't see him again. You can call animal control. If animal control knows that it's waiting for them in the bottom of a trash can, they'll probably come get it. But you have to understand it's an entry-level city position. They'll probably misidentify it, and they'll probably do the wrong thing with it.
Yeah.
But you can always, of course, send me a picture of it once it's in the bottom of the trash can. That's a really good time to get the picture.
Are you seeing any water moccasins in this part of the world now?
Well, they are here. It's just the vast majority of the snakes people are assuming are water moccasins are, in fact, water snakes. Most
right.
of them are blotched, but some of them are diamondbacked. Both of those names are kind of misleading because both of them get really dull and hard to see those patterns as they get older.
That's what the ones that we have around our place, the patterns aren't showing up as strongly as when we used to do commercial landscaping and had big ones in the lakes. The diamondback pattern was really, really very plain.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're younger, they are.
Yeah.
But it varies a lot. Yeah. And remember, the easiest way to tell if all you can see is the head, which is a lot of times all you can, the lip scales, the labial scales around the snake's mouth are very clearly, they're big and clearly demarcated by these little black lines in between on a water snake. So it's really obvious that his mouth is there. It kind of looks like it's been sewn shut. Whereas the water moccasin has tiny little facial scales. It's hard to see where his mouth is unless he opens it.
Hmm, interesting. Okay, good.
Yeah. Easiest way to tell, and it works when, you know, snake can be 20 yards away in the lake and all you see is the head. So that's a very useful thing to know that almost nobody seems to know.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Darryl. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Patrick in Plano, Texas, listening on 660. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, listen, we've got a gum tree that we took out of our home, our yard, about, 3 years ago. It was about 20 years old. And now we're getting those little leaves in the gum tree popping up all over the yard and in the flower beds and everything. Any idea what you can do to get rid of those little root things?
Well, Patrick, my bad news for you is there's only one thing you can do, and that's physical removal. Just chop them out. It's not something that will continue. If you mow the shoots that are coming up and forming little sweet gum leaves off, it'll finally give up, use up all its stored energy and die out. But if you chop out the roots as much as possible, physically remove them, that just speeds up the process. There's not any kind of herbicide, even if I recommended toxic chemical herbicides, there's not anything that would work really well in that situation anyway.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We've been mowing them down, and I've been taking that little fork thing-like and getting down the roots and pulling them all out.
Yeah, that's all you can do, just physical removal.
Well, thank you. You have a good day. Enjoying your program.
Okay, thanks, Patrick.
Bye.
Let's go where? To Denton, Texas, and talk to Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Listen on the internet.
Hi, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you.
I just went out to pull out my onions because it has just been so wet, and I found what I believe are cutworms in several of them.
Okay.
And this is a raised garden. It's just we've had so much rain,
yeah,
and we got three inches of rain last night. So what can I do? I mean, everything's turning yellow. I have these cutworms in my onions. Do I need to do something to this bed to protect whatever else I'm going to plant once it's dry enough?
Well, if it is cutworms, you may want to use the dry form of the BT product and put it out, and it'll help you with the worms that are there. If they continue to eat the onions, if you're trying to save any of them, if they eat the BT, it'll kill them. And it'll help you with any of those lepidopterous insects that are around, you know, any kind of caterpillars that stay around there from this point forward. The other thing you could use would be spinosad, any of the spinosad products. That's the active ingredient in the product. It's S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad.
Okay.
And it would work very well in that situation, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to take off for just a second here. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Somebody called and couldn't hold for whatever reason to ask about quack grass popping up and says it's like Wandering Jew. Don't know what that would be. And the best thing to do is send a photograph. There's two ways of doing that, too. A lot of times, if it's something pretty exotic, I may not know what it is either, but you can send it to us to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll try to help. You can also send and get 100% of the time get an answer from these people. The people in Fort Worth call BRIT, the Botanical Research Institute of Texas, and one of the services they provide is identification of various kinds of plants. They've written all kinds of wonderful books and documents about the various plants that grow in this part of the world here. But we'll be glad to help. If it is some kind of a broadleaf that's in turf, though, you probably will have good luck with that product that we've talked about a little bit today called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer is an organic. It's a cinnamon active ingredient product that kills broadleaf weeds and several grasses like crabgrass and others in St. Augustine, Bermuda, and Zoysia without hurting the grasses. It's the only selective organic herbicide there is, and it works very, very well. And it's available in larger containers now, so the cost effectiveness of it is much better. AgriLawn, A-G-R-A, AgriLawn, L-A-W-N, crabgrass killer or crabgrass control. And it's called crabgrass killer because the fellow that invented it originally, that was mainly what he was fighting, but he discovered that it worked on broadleaf plants, and I've proven myself that it works on some of the really tough broadleaf plants, so you can give that a shot. Cal in Winsboro, Texas, next up. Hey, Cal.
Hello, Howard. Say, I am just getting covered up with fire ants out here. I've had this place for about 8 years, something like that. I've been organic ever since. Bought it. But this year I've got a lot of fire ants, and I'm using the spinosad bait. And that seems to work pretty well on most of the beds, but every once in a while I run across one that I can just put that stuff on and, you know, 2 inches thick, and it won't do a thing. I was just wondering if there is another product in a bait form that you would recommend. I used to use Logic, mm-hmm. and that worked real well, but it seems to be hard to find nowadays.
And they also came up with the fact that it's not nearly as non-toxic as it was promoted to be. It's unusual, Cal, that you've been organic for a while and have this problem. We have seen more fire ants pop up this year than ever because of the rain. Have you used beneficial nematodes before?
Yeah, I have, but I didn't have very good luck with them either.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. Now, occasionally we run into people like you that have tried everything and it just isn't working. The few cases that we've had, there's always been a situation where the ants are under some kind of paving, though. Is that possible mm-hmm. on your property?
Well, I have those too, and it's a constant battle, but so many of them are just out in the garden.
Out in the wide open area, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I say, it works on most of them, but some of them I'd like to find an alternative. I use orange oil, too, and that knocks them out, but that's a pain to have to go around and pour it on all of it.
Yeah. Well, have you used dry molasses broadcast on the whole site?
In places, but not
okay. Not well, I think that would be the most cost-effective thing for you to do next is get dry molasses and broad – how many acres are we talking about?
About 20.
20 acres. Mm-hmm. If you can, go as high, as close to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet as you can. That's 800 pounds per acre, so that's a lot of dry molasses.
Yeah. Well, if it would just work in my garden area and yard, that would be good.
Okay, we'll do it there for sure. Go full 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet with the dry molasses. The chances are extremely good that it'll run them out of those areas. And then the other thing I would do is, if it were my place, I would come up with my own compost tea, just make it yourself, and add orange oil to it at 2 ounces per gallon of what you're going to apply and pour it right in the center of any big mounds that form. That combination there will work as well as anything. To answer your question, is there another good bait out there that's any better? The spinosad has brought in to us the best reports that I've ever gotten. When you get to a point where some of the other organic techniques aren't working as well, people say that when they've tried spinosad, it's just knocked them out completely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was afraid that maybe there's some of these beds that have ants that have gained some kind of immunity to that stuff.
That's possible.
I sure hate for that to happen.
It's possible. It normally doesn't happen with organic techniques and tools like that, though. Let's do the dry molasses as much as you can and do the mound drench, which is the combination of Garrett juice and orange oil, not mm-hmm. just orange oil. The combination works a lot better. It has a more subtle killing effect. And it's better for the soil. It doesn't tend to burn spots in the grass.
Uh-huh. Well, I spray my pastures with Garrett juice, basically, compost tea and fish and various other things in the spray. So I have a lot of compost tea I can use, so I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot. It's very unusual that occasionally we have a situation like yours where an organic person has trouble with the ants, but let's try those things and get back with me and let me know, and I'll think about it and see if I can come up with any other things that you might try if that doesn't work.
Okay, we sure will. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Irving and talk to Mark. Hey, Mark.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
I'm planting some spring mix and some buttercrunch lettuce.
Okay.
I've been noticing it's been getting eaten up a little bit, the leaves have. The other day I went to work. Well, I checked it the night before, and I went to work the next day, came home, and one of the whole buttercrunches was just stems left.
Did you look and see what the little beasts are?
They were look like three little caterpillars.
So caterpillars, okay. One thing I'm seeing in my garden is slugs and snails. So if anybody listening is having the same problem, the solution there is the Sluggo product. It works really well. If it's caterpillars, the spinosad that we were just talking about, Mark, that's the active ingredient in the product. Any product that contains spinosad, liquid or dry, would work. Also, the BT, the true BT product, not BTI like you'd use for mosquitoes, but BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, thuricide or dipel, will shut down your problem there.
Okay. And I had another question. I might have planted too close, but my zucchini plant is taking over and pushing over one of my pepper plants. Okay. Can I trim those big leaves, or should I just replant the pepper plant?
You could transplant it, but you're going to probably delay the production pretty good. I probably would just harvest some and try to have them growing together as much as you can. The pepper plants can actually grow in some shade. It's one of the few vegetable crops that can take shade.
Okay.
But you know, the heavier the shade, the harder it would be. I'd probably harvest some of the leaves and leave them together instead of transplanting.
Okay.
You could do it, and if you do it right away while everything is still pretty cool and there's a lot of moisture in the soil, it'll transplant. A pepper is a perennial. A lot of people don't even realize that. And you can transplant them. We just transplanted a tomato in our garden, a little volunteer that came up, and it's just doing great. So it can be done with tomatoes and peppers, but need to get it done right away if you go that route.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. My friend Maggie is here from Fort Worth. Hey, Maggie.
Hello. Well, I have a translation for you.
Okay.
Quackgrass is what we used to call crabgrass up in Seattle.
Really? Quackgrass and crabgrass?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
I don't know what variety it is. I mean, crabgrass seems to me kind of a generic weedgrass.
Well, the thing that threw me was that the person that left the note said that it looks like Wandering Jew, and that doesn't fit.
No, I don't know what that is. I mean, there are a lot of chickweeds up there, a lot of, you know, your typical weeds up there, different members of the same families you see down here.
Mm-hmm.
But quackgrass is crabgrass. I think the cinnamon product might work on it.
Yeah, it sounds like it probably would. I'm not sure that's what he was talking about, but that's still a good tip.
Another thing, ants have been amazing.
They have been.
So many
worse
of them
than I've ever seen.
But they're not all, they're not the fire ants. They're little things that end up. Once I see the first scouts in the house now, on the kitchen counter, they come in from through the garden, I just spritz some diatomaceous earth, and that shut them down. They're like, oh, we don't like that stuff. If you wait, they are harder to get rid of. But I have had a lot of strings of ants out in my greenhouse and all. And last year in the house, I used some of that taro, the liquid.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sugar with borax.
Okay.
And, of course, you can always look online. And so what I did was make my own this year. And it's a simple sugar, 1 cup of water, 2 cups of sugar. Don't boil it down to make it thicker, because what I discovered is if you do that, they actually walk on top of it. They can't suck on it. So it shouldn't be too thick. But then it's 2 level tablespoons of borax, like Boraxo 20 Mule Team.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in too much, then they detect it and they ignore it. But
well, is this making a bait, or how do you use it?
What this is a liquid, and I used the taro until the bottle was empty, and then I just refilled the bottle. You get little slick, you know, all those advertising things that came for political folks over the last year.
They're all big this year.
Yes, you cut them into maybe 2-inch squares, so you have that thick, slick cardstock, and you put those down in the path of the ants, and then you put a little puddle of the sugar mix middle of each, and then they climb up on these and they suck it up. You'll see little the round circle of taro with the ants all up against it, you know, all symmetrically around it. It's kind of interesting.
So it's water and sugar and borax.
Yeah, it's your simple sugar. You boil your water, you add your sugar till it dissolves, and then you dissolve your borax, and then you take it off. Even though it seems a little thin, it actually, a little puddle of that is just the right amount.
Okay. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, I was just looking at the radar, and it looked like that big rainstorm that moved across us goes all the way south to San Antonio. So maybe the Austin area got some good rain. Some of the lakes there, Lake Travis, and some of them still way, way low. Anybody down in that area, give us a report. Looks like it goes as far north as St. Louis, this event. Been amazing, this weather we've been having. Got an open line if you want to try to jump on here. Don't have a lot of time left, but we might get one or two more in at 866-444-3478. Here's Nancy in Sachse, Texas.
Hi, yeah, Nancy. Hi, Howard. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
Let me preference this by back in 1995, we had our house sprayed with chemicals for termites because we did have termites.
Okay.
But I have a Chinese pistachio ornamental in front of our house. It's about 29 years old, and it looks like we have termites in it. We got little bugs, and we got little, like, tunnels starting. So what do you recommend? I mean, it looks like termites.
Well, all right. First of all, termites don't attack living trees.
Okay.
And neither do carpenter ants. Termites attack dead wood. And if you have any dead limbs or big dead sections in the trunk of the pistachio, then the termites could be working on that area. The second part of it is termites are absolutely no problem at all out in the garden. They are a part of nature, and they're an important part of nature, helping to break things down. You don't want them coming in and breaking down your house. Mm-hmm. But there's no relationship between termites that are out on the site and termites that are in your house, really.
Okay.
Some people would argue that, but it's just not true. There are termites on every site there is, unless people are spraying so much that, you know, their place glows in the dark and that sort of thing. So if you do have termites, the termite program we recommend that we've talked about today is beneficial nematodes on the site, which we recommend anyway. And then if you do have a pier and beam house, or if you have any exposed wood at all, you can treat that wood with one of the borate products, something like Timbor or Boracare, or even hot pepper products. There's research about how well it works.
Okay.
So it's not a problem for termites that are in a tree to come into your house. And if they're there, on the other hand, that means that you've got something wrong with the tree that you need to figure out.
Okay.
And solve the rotting that's taking place. But a termite will never attack living tissue.
Okay. Where it is a limb that had broken off, you know, with storms, I guess, I don't know, maybe a year or 2 years ago, whatever. So it's kind of like just a flat surface there.
Okay.
Know?
Well, they could attack, you know, a dead area, but again, it doesn't hurt anything at all.
Okay.
And it's not going to create a situation where leaving them there would cause them to come into the house.
Okay.
They come into the house because there's conditions there that attract them, a leak, wet wood, that, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So is it a pier and beam or a slab?
We're a slab house.
Slab.
But
there.
We've had water issues out front in that area also.
Okay. Well, so. Beneficial nematodes are your best tool, especially if you haven't done it before. Broadcast them out there. Take care of the termites and take care of other pests as well.
Okay. All right. We'll try that. I don't want them back in the house again. Once was enough.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
I appreciate your call. And we don't have any more calls. I'm not going to encourage you because we're at the end of the line today's show. Thanks for all your calls and questions and suggestions and tips. We always are open to that and appreciate it. From this point through the rest of the week, go to dirtdoctor.com for your answers. If you can't find something you're looking for, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, fill out the form that's on the homepage or just send us that email, info@dirtdoctor.com. The green button over on the left-hand side of the page is the members area and does cost a little bit, but there's a lot more benefits there and that sort of thing. One of my books is part of it, when you join and all that stuff. If you're interested in our nonprofits, our 501c3, that's where the research is amassed and research is also done, experiments and so forth. If you want to become involved in that, it explains how that works on the site. All my books are explained on the website, so check that out. Go to the library. The library is one of those big buttons there on the homepage. You click on it and you go into where everything is in alphabetical order. The books also have a button on the screen and you can go there and see what's going on. The two most current books, which are not regionalized at all, are Organic Management for the Professional. And it's not just for professionals. It's just a book. It got that name because it goes into a lot more detail about this natural organic process and philosophy that we recommend. The other one is about lawn care. It's called the Organic Lawn Care Book, and it is good for you whether you got bluegrass in the north or St. Augustine and zoysia down here in the south. Thanks again. I appreciate being with you. Enjoy your gardens out there. I hope your weather is decent. We've got sunshine now after our big rainstorm, I think. So take a little time to do some vegetable gardening. Great time to do that. Herb gardening, landscaping, all with the natural organic techniques. And, of course, don't forget to feed and water the birds. I'll see you next time. Thanks.